Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Moria, Rav Hillel Ben Meir, Yechiel Mechel, Zichrono Levracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Levracha, learning in the shul this week, sponsored Lili Nishmas, Getzel Ben Yecheskel Mendel, and Moshe Yisrael Ben Mordechai. Today we are going to look at Tehillim Perek Mem Zayin, or Kapitel Mem Zayin, and this one is going to be a sequel to the one that we learned about yesterday, which described the defeat of all the nations who unite against Hashem. And so after the world is going to come to tranquility, the nations will start to recognize Hashem's involvement over the world. This is going to be one of those important things for us to pay attention to, because on Rosh Hashanah, this kapitel gets said 7 times, prior to sounding the shofar, and the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears here 7 times. And so the name Elohim gets recited a total of 49 times. And here we begin, Lamnatzeach Libnei Korach Mizmor. So to the conductor, this is going to be a song from the Bnei Korach. So most of the Mefarshim here agree that this is dedicated to Yemos HaMashiach, but Ibn Ezra quotes Rabbeinu Moshe, who says this has to do with the Galus Bavel. And he even says it's a great event. It might be linked to David's carrying of the Aron up to Yerushalayim. And so although it was composed by the sons of Korach, David HaMelech adopted it as his own with universal dimensions. Kolo Amim Tikuchaf, Hariu Leilukim Bekorina, all nations join hands, call out to Hashem with a cry of joy. In other words, those who survive Gog and Magog, they're going to be able to draw their hands together in that context. And they'll be able to call out to Hashem to sound the trumpets during the coronation. And that's what the nations are going to do when they appoint Hashem as the leader over or recognize him with a korina. Now, why should the nations rejoice? So the Radak explains the nations will rejoice when they realize their downfall was instrumental in helping creation attain its purpose. We're going to bring this point up in Mitzvah Hashem on Shabbos HaGadol in much greater detail, and we're going to do it at our Seder as well. We're going to turn around and say right before we recite Hallel, right before we say Hallelu Es Hashem Kol Goyim, that the nations of the world should rejoice, ki gavar aleinu chasdu, because Hashem does chesed for us. So there is a certain period in time, says the Radak, that the nations get excited when they realize that their downfall was instrumental in helping everything achieve its purpose. And once they realize that Hashem is the only God, and Am Yisrael is his Am HaNivchar, they'll know that their defeat was necessary to bring out the truth. And we say, so all the nations of the world should join their hands together. Ki Hashem Elyon Nora Melech Gadol Al Kol Elokim. Hashem is the Most High Awesome. This is the cry of joy that they're going to say. He controls everyone. He's awesome because he performs wonders that makes the nations fear him, says the Radak. Melech Gadol Kol Haaretz. That he's a great king over the entire land. Yadber Amim Tachtenu Ulumim Tachas Raglenu. He plagues the nations in our stead. In other words, Rashi says Yadber is similar to Dever, right? That there's a pestilence over here. That is the understanding that Rashi brings about. Other Mefarshim seem to understand as Yadber is Yanaik. It's a little bit more the fact that Hashem will need the nations from the ends of the earth to Yerushalayim to bring them under the rule of Am Yisrael in the future. Ulumim Tachas Raglino, and the kingdoms, the wicked nobles who controlled the kingdoms, they'll be brought down to be under the feet, Yemos HaMashiach. Even if the nations want to convert, they're going to have to stay, they're going to stay under the authority of Am Yisrael. And why is that? Because we don't accept converts, la'asid lavo, and Yemos HaMashiach, says the Gemara in Yevamos, because we're going to assume it's only going to be an insincere situation. Yifchar lanu es nachal aseinu es go, and Yaakov asher ayif selah, Hashem will instead choose for us our heritage, and Yemos HaMashiach, Hashem will return to Eretz Yisrael and to the Beis HaMikdash, which is the pride of Am Yisrael. Yifchar lanu es nachal aseinu es go, and Yaakov, the pride of Yaakov, which is the Beis HaMikdash, Asher Ayiv Sela. Aloi Elokim Bisrua, Hashem Bekol Shofar. Hashem went up with the Trua, his judgment against Gog and Magog, he's going to rise with that. And Hashem Bekol Shofar, This is, says the Sforno, this is that that kol shofar that we talk about waiting for in the Sefer Yishayo, we say, that on the great day, a great horn will be sounded. That's the horn we're waiting for. That's the kol shofar. Zamru Elokim Zameru, Zamru L'Malkeinu Zameru. Make music for Hashem, make music for our King. Right? We keep saying Zamru. The Radak says this is not to play music, but to write new, melodies in that situation. And Zamru L'Malkeinu, one melody tends to inspire the next, says the Divrei Shlomo. Right, Kimelech Kol Aretz Elokim Zamru Maskil. Why is that? Says David HaMelech, because Hashem is the King of over all the earth, and so therefore we should go ahead and we should sing praises. So although Hashem is master of the entire universe and he has plenty in Shemayim, the Malachim, who can compose music, he wants to hear the music of man. The Gemara in Brachos says that the same dream may be interpreted as a good or a bad simon. And so if you see a shofar, you can see it as a call to battle, or you can see it as a call of peace. And that's one of the beauties. And even ordinary people are told, clap your hands, or scream out a shir chadash. And these situations are within the ability. But music is a reserved art. And it has to be a person who has divinely inspired. Malach Elokim Agloyim Elokim Yashav Al Kisei Kacho. Hashem reigned over all the people. Up until now, he was only identified as reigning over Am Yisrael, even though he was controlling the whole world, but only Am Yisrael recognized it. And Hashem will sit on his holy throne. Hostility won't exist for him. He'll be recognized everywhere. And so, Nidivei Amim Nesafu, Am Elokei Avraham, the nobles of the nations gathered, the great nobles of the Gaisha nations, the outstanding philanthropists, they include the non-Jews who submitted to Shechita in order to sanctify Shem Hashem, right? They all got together, Am Elokei Avraham, they were there, they gathered in Eretz Yisrael to accept the rulership and sovereignty of Hashem. Am Elokei Avram, we recognize people who are martyred as being part of Avram's relationship with Hashem, because Avram was the first one who sacrificed himself for Hashem, says Rashi, by being thrown into the Kivshan Ha'ish. Ki Elokim Agine Eretz, Hashem has the shields of the earth, Ma'od Na'ala, he is exceedingly exalted. In other words, people, after the world witnesses Hashem's might in protecting Am Yisrael from Gog and Magog, everyone, says Rashi, everyone will realize that he has the power to shield anyone who trusts in him. They won't deny by asking, how could he give his people over to Shechita? Ibn Ezra and the Radak say Magine is a reference to the nobles. And the understanding over here is, the people who are chosen to fill the role of nobility in society will gather around Hashem if they're the ones who shelter and shield the souls of the people by teaching them the way to serve to Hashem, to serve Hashem. Odna Allah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be raised. So according to Rashi, Radak, and Ibn Ezra, this is a description of Hashem. It's no longer degraded as, he won't be degraded as being insignificant. He'll be realized as the superior controlling force of the entire universe. Sforno says it's also a praise for Avraham Avinu, who raised a nation which listens to his actions and his beliefs, and that was never duplicated by any other man. Instead, that unity is something that only exists by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we look forward to that period in time where by Yom Ahuya, Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. In the meantime, everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.